Now, a story about a woman in southern Thailand who got on a train 25 years ago and vanished. She was reunited with her family earlier this week. NPR's Michael Sullivan picks up the story from there.
They've been having a party the last couple of days in Mae Sae Village in southern Thailand's Narathiwat province to celebrate the return of a woman who is believed to have died a quarter century ago. A blue tarp hangs over one lane of the road that snakes through the village, and a few dozen chairs are set up underneath, almost all of them pulled up close to the main attraction. 76-year-old Dayena Burahang, the woman who disappeared in 1982. She has trouble remembering a lot of things, but not the day she left. I took a taxi to the train station and got on the first train that came, she says. And when it stopped, I got on another. And when it stopped, she says, laughing, I was in Chiang Mai. Chiang Mai is about as far away from her village as you can get in Thailand, about 1,200 miles to the north. She stayed there in Chiang Mai for the next 5 years. Like many from Thailand's mainly Muslim south, she spoke no Thai and couldn't read or write. So, she says, she became a beggar. I begged people for food or a little money and slept on the sidewalk, she says, until I was arrested and taken to a shelter. She stayed at the shelter for the next 20 years. Her eldest daughter, Samoaso, now 63, says the family gave up looking for her about a year or so after she vanished when they got a call from the local police. They showed us the body of a woman run over by a train, Samoaso says, and they told us that it was her mother. So as far as we were concerned, she was dead. And to her family, things might have stayed that way forever had fate not intervened in the form of three young students who came to the shelter as interns last month. The young Muslim women were from the same province as 76-year-old Dayena Burahang, and they spoke her language literally, a Malay dialect, Yawi, that's the first language for most in the Muslim-dominated South. She told them her story. They called home to see if anyone might know her. And a few days later, Dayena Burahang's 35-year-old son, Mamu, got a call. At first, I didn't believe it, he says. Then they said the woman said she had eight children, and I started to get excited. Then they emailed me a picture of her they'd taken with their cell phone, he says, and I knew it was my mother. 5 days ago, some of the children went north to bring her back, but their reunion was bittersweet. She didn't remember any of us, Mamu says, but now she's doing better and recognizes all of us, but still has trouble remembering our names. Her grandchildren's names will be even harder. There were five grandchildren when she disappeared. Now there are 43. And even though she's now back, one of her other sons, 41-year-old Alia, is concerned she might leave again. I'm worried, he says, because I think she might be mentally ill. But there's nobody here who can watch her all the time. We're all poor, and we all have to work in the rubber plantation every day, he says. But I'm afraid I'll come back from work one day, and she'll be gone. He's right to be worried his mother can't or won't explain why she chose to leave in the first place. But for now, at least, she says she's happy to be home. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Narathiwat, Southern Thailand.